Of July 4th, 2025. I'm distracting myself from this. So let's read exactly what is being stated. The joint inquiry into administration and congressional actions before and during the bioterrorist attacks of July 4th, 2025. Shannon, did you hear what I just read you? The U.S. House of Representatives Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence and the U.S. Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. I call this hearing of the joint inquiry to order 9 weeks ago. Some nation or terrorist group, we still don't know who, attacked the nation's capital and other U.S. cities using biological weapons as we celebrated Independence Day 2025. The infectious agent that they used killed 280,000 Americans and infected at least 400,000 throughout the country in a single day, in addition to 200,000 dead and 800,000 sickened animals. Tell me why this that I'm reading you on your show isn't everybody's news show. Why is it that those people have the audacity of doing an Event 201 moment?
That's right.
Because remember, no different from Event 201.
That's right.
This report not only goes into details on the fact that we are allegedly going to walk through this scenario of a July 4th, 2025 bioterrorism attack, but then goes through the why it's important that Congress now uses that attack to take action to modify the rest of human society. The joint inquiry into administration and congressional actions before and during the bioterrorist attacks of July 4th, 2025.
So I've been looking over this document for about 2 weeks now. This came out in April of 2024. It's the National Blueprint for Biodefense, immediate action needed to defend against biological threats. Biological threats is bad. That's the stuff they use. Different gases, all the different things that these guys have conjured up over the years. But I want you to take notice of who signed off on this particular thing before I read you what I'm going to read you. Table of contents, preface, scenario, etc., etc. And again, National Blueprint for Biodefense. Look it up. You can find it. It isn't that hard. Okay, real quick. Let's see who signed off on this thing right here. Where is it at? Stand by. There it is right there. Thomas J. Ridge. Now, do you remember him? Because Thomas Ridge was the guy that Bush put in charge of Homeland Security right after they did 9/11. Do you see what I mean? He was the first person to ever hold either office, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security, the Assistant for the President of Homeland Security, and he's also served in the House of Representatives and the Governor of Pennsylvania. But this guy was a real complete scumbag, and he was Bush's go-to guy whenever anybody asked anything about the terrorist attacks because Tom Ridge had all the answers. Well, turns out he's in charge of this right now. And if you take this and their scenario, which is, I've mentioned this before, that I bet on the 4th of July, they're going to pull some shenanigans because it would be very symbolic for them and very, very crushing for American citizens. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to crush us because they're bringing in their new world order, straight up and down, no two ways about it. It's not going to stop. It's already begun. The only thing that could stop this was Jesus coming back now. Do you know what I mean? And if you look at this right here, April 27th, when we issued the first edition of our National Blueprint for Biodefense 8 years ago, we stated the United States was not sufficiently prepared for impending biological threats. Then, as today, we acknowledge that while some biological events were inevitable, their devastating impacts were not. We know that our country expeditiously implemented the 33 recommendations we made in that report. COVID-19 would not have taken such a deadly toll on our citizens and economy. Well, they shut down the economy of the world, so they were the bioweapon, not the disease, because the disease was simply and only relabeling things that people got sick and died from anyways and called it COVID. Period. Period. There was no bioweapon out of China. All that stuff is complete and utter nonsense, okay? Because you cannot get a disease unless your body gets the disease naturally because you eat poorly or if it was injected. If anything, all the doctors that I had on during the pandemic told us anything, that was it. It has to be injected into you, which is why they pushed so very hard for mandatory vaccines, okay? You can read all this yourself because I'm not going to read it, but here's the scenario, okay? Here's the scenario. This is Event 201, just called something else, okay? When they had Event 201, the pandemic followed right behind. This is not any different. The following hypothetical opening remarks by the chair of Congressional Joint Inquiry provide context for this report by portraying a biological attack sufficient to cause the catastrophic two C's consequences warned by the Bipartisan Commission on Biodefense. The scenario describes how a biological agent could target humans and animals, how it could emerge, some of the key interagency capabilities required to address the agent and its impact, and the consequences of failure. Chair, I called the first meeting of the joint inquiry to order. 9 weeks ago, some nation or terrorist group, we still don't know. See, they're playing dress up right now, okay? Attacked the nation's capital and other U.S. cities with biological weapons as we celebrated Independence Day. The infectious agents they used killed at least 280,000 Americans and infected at least 400,000 throughout the country in a single day. In addition to the 200,000 dead and the 800,000 sickened animals, those numbers will increase as the disease spreads. Many of our own colleagues and staff here in Congress fell ill to it and died. Coordinated attack in allied nations in the days that followed killed tens of thousands more. We are now hearing the terrorists conducted smaller attacks in America cities and localities prior to July 4th to test our defenses and gauge our responses. These smaller scale attacks went largely unnoticed. Laboratory tests confirmed that Nipah virus caused the disease, but we still don't know what methods our adversaries used to infect humans and spread the disease among livestock. So they're going to go after people and everything that we eat and your pets. Animals and people were sick for more than a month before we realized what had happened. While the virus is in the same family as other common human and animal viruses, most American veterinarians and physicians had never seen Nipah virus before, which delayed recognition. The virus, which in nature does not spread easily among people, was genetically modified to increase its ability to spread from animal to animal, animal to person, and person to person, while still retaining a mortality rate of over 40%. This is 100% bullshit. But it doesn't mean they're not going to turn on the 5G, the 6G, or whatever else that they have. And then don't forget about this right here, because this was in the news, and then they just brought it up in the news again. Fortunately, Jason A. never covers anything of relevance. He covers things that are usually a month or so old, but this one hit the mark.
Like Brad in space, but today Brad's bringing us bugs in space, the bacterial bugs.
Chris, I want to revisit a story we first brought you back on May 8th of last year, yeah, because it's related to another story.
Okay.
So let's begin. Just a quick flashback here. Bacteria on the International Space Station has mutated into something never seen on Earth. They collected it in 2018. At that point in time, there were five strains of a multi-drug resistant bacteria, which doesn't sound good, aboard the International Space Station. Recently, researchers said that there are now at least 13 strains aboard. So you can see where this is going, okay? Some of the mutations of the original strains have never been seen here on Earth. However, they don't feel as though they are dangerous at this point in time, and they think it's the combination of microgravity and increased radiation exposure that contributed to these mutations.
Okay? Sounds like a science fiction movie.
It does. Now, last night, I see this story. Unknown species of bacteria discovered in China's space station. So, get a load of this. So this was taken from swabs in the cabin on board in May of 2023. The microbiome, which is the collection of the bacteria, differs in both composition and function from the one found on the International Space Station. So now you've got two very different bacteria, both brought into space by humans.
Two very different places.
Have mutated into something never before seen, okay? The new species has a unique ability to break down gelatin as a source of its food. Now, okay. What was your first thought when I told you that?
gross.
Why is gelatin on their space station? Okay, I could see if they have Jell-O, but I
that was my second thought, honestly.
Chris, I learned something. Most food for astronauts either contains gelatin or is sort of spray coated with gelatin, so crumbs don't crumble off because you'd have all these crumbs floating around. But
that makes perfect sense.
This bacteria is now using gelatin as its food. Now, there's something else here, though. It's unknown if the new bacteria poses a threat to the health of China's astronauts, but its nearest cousin on Earth can cause sepsis. Now, you have to remember, Chris, if these things came from Earth, they're up in space, they've mutated. If they went up unknowingly, they're coming back down.
What goes up must come down.
So that's something to think about there. And I have time just to sneak one more in.
Please do.
Take a look at this. China launches first of 2,800 satellites for AI space computing constellation. The 12 satellites were launched last Wednesday. Here's what we know about them. It's unknown if the new bacteria poses a threat to the health of China's astronauts, but its nearest cousin on Earth can cause sepsis. Now, you have to remember, Chris, if these things came from Earth, they're up in space, they've mutated. If they went up unknowingly, they're coming back down.
What goes up must come down.
So that's something to think about there. And I have time just to sneak one more in.
Please do.
Take a look at this. China launches first of 2,800 satellites for AI space computing constellation. The 12 satellites were launched last Wednesday. Here's what we know about them. Marks the beginning of space-based cloud computing utilizing data processors and AI platforms. In other words, instead of doing any of the computing down on Earth, you can now do it up in the cloud in space with artificial intelligence. Could have potential economic, scientific, and of course, military implications. But it's a little bit of an alarming headline.
Okay.
It is what it is.
So for some reason, that video struck me because it is what it is indeed. China now has this magical, mysterious bacteria up in their outer space spaceships, in their space stations. I don't buy that for a minute whatsoever at all. I'm not going to get into the science of it, but it's almost impossible for anything foreign to get into a space station, even a bacteria, because if bacteria can get in, then air can get in. If air can get in, the space station would crumble and fall, if they're even real. But I'm not going to get into that. But be ready, people, because these guys are getting ready to pull something again. Again. Now, remember, they talked about livestock. They talked about people, this, that, and the other thing. Be ready on all fronts. And let me just remind you that in that scenario, they also mentioned congressmen dying. Let's not forget about this little chestnut right here. When they proposed an amendment to address mass casualty event amid a rising political tension. You see what I'm saying? I'm not the only person that's on this. So there it is.
As 2025 unfolds, concerns about a potential COVID-19 resurgence have emerged, fueled by rising transmission rates in several U.S. states and the continued global circulation of the virus. While the acute phase of the pandemic has passed, COVID-19 remains a persistent public health challenge, driven by seasonal patterns and the emergence of new variants. Recent data from the CDC reveals that as of December 2024, infections are increasing or likely increasing in 28 states, with only 3 states showing a decline. In many areas, the effective reproduction number is above 1, indicating heightened transmission. Seasonal fluctuations have played a significant role in the virus's behavior, with past surges typically occurring in winter. However, COVID-19 has defied traditional patterns by causing unexpected spikes during summer months, as seen in July and August of 2023.
July and August of 2023. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. July and August of 2023. That's important.
In August of 2023. This unpredictable seasonality complicates efforts to anticipate and mitigate future outbreaks. Adding to these concerns is the emergence of the highly transmissible XEC variant identified in 2024. Although not considered more deadly than previous strains, its increased transmissibility has prompted renewed vigilance among
I can't even listen to this propaganda, but let me tell you one thing that I've noticed since I've been home. I've been in Massachusetts for about 2.5 months now. I'm usually not home this long, but complications with my vehicle right now. It is what it is, but I'm not going to be able to roll out of here till at least the beginning of July, which really sucks because I don't want to be trapped here. But I'll tell you what, since I've been home, the ringing in my ears is incredibly noticeable, but I'll tell you, I feel a pressure on my skull type thing. I don't know how to even explain it, but it's not normal. But I would imagine it has something to do with this. If I had to guess, I would imagine that these things lighting up as badly as they are probably play a large role. Now, last night, our entire area was just booming because there was a storm up here. We've had winds so bad for the last 2 days that you basically can't go outside because you're going to get hit with something. It's that bad. I believe they tried to conjure up a storm. It just didn't work because they can control a lot of things in the middle of the country, and they can cause things to be worse, but the ocean plays a huge part. I think the Atlantic Ocean fights back against their chemtrailing and so forth efforts, but at this point, who knows? At any rate, keep your head on the swivel. If you were smart, I'm just telling you now, do it or don't. I don't care. I shouldn't say I don't care because I actually care way too much. I mean, I care about bugs and birds and bees and all that other stuff, and I care about you guys. And unlike every other YouTuber I've ever met, I've met more of you people than most rock concerts have met fans face to face. Get your money out of the bank. Goldco gets it out of there quick, and they actually make it worth your while. Not only do they do all the fighting with the bank that will not give up your money, the bank will not give you your money. They'll do everything in their power to stop you from getting your money out of the bank. Get your money out of the bank, turn it into physical gold and silver, and what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You'll have all your money with you as opposed to in the bank building in ones and zeros, and then the value of it goes up double like everybody else that did this.